There's a buzz in the air at Eagles training camp here at the NovaCare Complex, and I'm with the guy who's creating all of it. I'm Dave Spadaro, Eagles insider, with rookie free agent cornerback Denzel Rice. People are talking about you, Denzel. Do you pay attention to it at all? Do you pay attention to it at all?
Not really, man. I just kind of focus on what I need to focus on a daily basis, you know? And that's just my main thing, just taking one day at a time, you know what I mean?
Do you have friends who, or parents or family or anybody who reads everything about the Eagles and follows everything and calls you up and says, hey, yeah, so-and-so said this, that, and Chip Kelly mentioned your name today? And
yeah, man, I get that every day, but I try not to look at my phone until the end of the day, right? You know what I mean? Just so it won't serve as a distraction.
How intense is the day-to-day?
Oh, man, just going throughout the day, man, you just do every little thing, like all the details, man. We have to lift weights, we have to go to meetings, we have to eat, you have to take your protein, you have to do all the right things just to be successful by the end of the day.
The amazing thing is, Denzel, you have to go from the college young man to you got to be a full-grown man to make it in this league. When did that really, really hit you after you got here?
Maybe when the coaches, they'll get on you for the littlest things, you know, and they make you realize that this has become a job now. It's not really just, you have to realize that you're not granted this, you know what I mean? It's more of a privilege more than a right. So you just have to realize that, man, and you can be replaced just as fast as you got here, you know what I mean?
So what is it, what kind of message is Corey Unlin, the defensive backs coach, Matthew Harper, what do they want out of these cornerbacks? I mean, to make it here, there's certainly a style. They want physical cornerbacks. They want you to get up and press. What are they actually asking you to do? Is it more hands? Is it feet? Is it eyes? Is it all that mixed into one?
It's basically all of that mixed into one. You have to have great discipline to play the position. So you just want to be consistent with your technique. The more consistent you are, the better you can be throughout the downs of the game. So,
are there days when you leave here, go back to the hotel, and just kind of go, wow, whew, there's a lot of things happening in my head right now?
Somewhat, man. I just, like I said, I try to focus on the little things that I've did throughout the day, the mistakes, and just try to correct them when I get home.
Do you feel you're doing well?
I feel like I'm doing well. I came prepared. I had a hard working off season, and I feel like I'm better than I was coming out of OTAs.
Denzel, it's an interesting story. You weren't recruited particularly highly out of high school, even though you had a great high school career in North Carolina. Coastal Carolina, good football program for that level, not, you know, Ohio State. Don't get drafted, come out of there. Do you have a chip on your shoulder about it? Do you walk around and look in the mirror and say, I'm going to beat that guy, this guy, this guy, I'm going to show everybody who Denzel Rice is?
Absolutely, man. I mean, I don't try to beat anyone out. I just try to be better than my former self. That's just my main thing going in every day, just being better than I was yesterday.
Where's the competitiveness come from?
My dad, man, he's a competitive creature, man. He's just, everything about him, he competes with everything he does, even with me. You know what I mean? I try to call him on the phone. He'll try to call me before I call him. So that's where it comes from, man, my dad.
So when you played one-on-one basketball against your pops, did he ever let you win?
No, absolutely not.
How old were you when you first beat him?
I would say about 15.
Did you throw one down on him and say, hey,
I'm the new King Rice
in the household?
I wouldn't do him like that, man. I just let him know that I'm not who I was 2 years ago. You know what I mean? I'm not the same kid anymore. So,
if you had to kind of give a message to those who want to play in the NFL and who don't really have a sense of the tempo or the professionalism, I mean, what would it be like here 3 months in? What is the message you carry with you that you would share with somebody else?
It starts with a thought, man. It starts with a thought. You're either talking yourself into something or you're talking yourself out. It's never in between, you know what I mean? And you just go in every day just striving for excellence, remembering every detail and everything you need to do just to be successful.
And going against Nelson and you know, Riley and Jordan and Miles, you feel like you've matched up physically with everybody here?
Yes, I feel like during OTAs it was kind of rough because I wasn't used to the speed, but as I realized that I'm just as athletic as these guys, and it took me a while to understand that. And once I realized that, it was a breeze, man, and we're competing every day.
And well, here we go. We got the first game coming up against the Indianapolis Colts, and you'll get a chance to actually tackle somebody.
Yes.
I know you're looking forward to that.
I am.
And we're going to keep watching you, Denzel Rice. Thank you so much for joining us inside the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.